Hi, we're the Conventional Podcast.
You think going to convention is easy.
However, it's anything but.
Oh, it's been a minute.
It's been way more than a minute. Let's be real here. It's been months.
Yeah, it's been more than a couple months at that point. It almost feels like a year.
We're kind of approaching a year.
We're getting there. But that is why we are trying to jump back in the saddle, because we have had more delays than frickin', what is this, Half-Life 3?
Yes.
So we're trying our hardest to jump back in this and go at full swing, because this time we are jumping into a doozy. We are also going a little bit out of order, but for good reason on this case.
Yeah, we have a lot of catch-up we need to do, but to get this out of the way, because it's the most convenient for us right now, is to talk about the convention cruise that we were invited to called King Kong Cruise by John St. John.
Yes. And because of that, we also had to drag a guest out of the shadows. We have a guest on our cast and couch, and we're going to be trying our hardest to get this through.
I'm Rose. This was a freaking crazy cruise.
Oh, yeah. It was an interesting time. But before we actually keep going with that, we do have a couple of, I won't even say minor, but major updates. Due to not only the cruise itself that we went on, but just the way that conventions are evolving, especially after the pandemic, we're restructuring our point system to reflect as such.
Yeah.
Not every convention is going to fit neatly in a bow.
Honestly, when you look at how conventions have changed after the pandemic, I feel like every con has to compete in a completely different way. So you have a lot of conventions that are trying different niches and seeing what sticks.
Oh, yeah. And evolution is always welcome in this house.
Yeah, we are big fans of change and people trying new things, and it brings new ideas to the table, so... But mainly due to how cons are running nowadays, we felt that certain things need to be combined, or we need to make them more condensed to make it a more cohesive scoring process. Whereas this isn't going to change anything about the old reviews, although old reviews still stand where they are.
So we're actually using this one as the inaugural beta test of the new system, with the episodes coming out from this point on reflecting those numbers.
Yes.
So, Cloud, would you like to actually explain the new system?
So, we have it broken down into five sections. We have organization, which would be panels, lines, customer service, and organization under the old system. We have entertainment now, which is your panels, the game room, tabletop, masquerade, and dance and raves. We have cosplay, which would be masquerade and photo shoots under the old system. We have attendees, which would be your panels, your artist alleys, and your attendees under the previous system. And then we have uniqueness, which is your panels, the game room, the dance rave, the photo shoots, the dealer's hall, and the niche factor. So you can see all the categories are still there, but we've combined them and each affect each other in its own way.
Also, you may have noticed that Cloud has referenced panels more than once. Why? Even in the old system, panels as well as other departments in our original system always overlapped. We always had to go back and talk about these things consistently. So, instead of doing that, we are now allowing ourselves more freedom to actually talk about things in a more fluid fashion.
Yeah, so it'll help us be more expressive and get our points across in the way we're thinking. Instead of being in a strict box, and we're like, well, we have to go back to panels, even though we talked about panels like 10-20 minutes ago.
Exactly. So one of the big things that will also be changing a little bit is, as we were saying, there's a lot of crossover. We're going to explain a little bit more further into cross-reviewing. Good example. Some things have definitely come across in multiple points in the topic, but for different things, we take away points based on the aspect given. Is a rave can have chairs that can't be moved due to a clerical error by the hotel and the music was bombing, would be points off entertainment and organization.
Yeah, because it affects both categories at the same time.
Yeah.
The other thing we're going to do is we're going to stay at the interview, how can the con be better? How can the con improve and grow based on its current condition? Would we return?
Now, in the past, we have brought up topics about how conventions can improve, and we always usually talk about all this other stuff, but we usually never say if we would return to a convention in another year. Usually the answer is yes.
Yeah, we haven't had a con yet where we're like, oh God, this was the worst experience ever. I never want to come back. That is very few and far between.
And I'm all right with that. That means that most of these conventions have their shit together. And I'm all right. And I'm pretty happy about that.
I think that a lot of cons are starting to compete with each other. And that makes it completely different, right?
Oh, yeah. No, conventions have always been in friendly competition with each other. Some not so friendly.
Yeah.
But there's lines in the sand for that exact reason.
But there are a lot of conventions that share the same convention weekend. 4th of July is a popular one, but they're usually in different states. They're not in like the same area.
Now, that is true, but there are some circumstances where that's not exactly correct.
Also true.
Yeah.
So it's a case-by-case basis.
Oh, yeah. So it just depends. Right now, we've always been in friendly competition, but now, especially after COVID and a lot of smaller conventions have died out, those spaces are slowly being grabbed up by bigger conventions and are slowly being fought over, which means the competition's now become fiercer and we've entered Battle Royale stage.
You only have so much money for a hotel room.
Oh, yeah. And you only have so much money for a convention space. So,
luckily, this isn't Highlander.
Oh, no. I'm almost glad it's not Highlander. But the odds are never in our favor either way. Just saying.
All the references in this one bit. That's it. That's what you get.
Yep. We finally burnt through at least, what, several different survival puns? If we were doing a video, we'd probably have the Battle Royale lady just doing something in the background. But either way.
So Jax and I heard about King Con Cruise from Bernita because we worked guest relations with her before.
Yes.
So she invited us to the con. She's like, you guys need to come. It wasn't an option. It was, you must be here. So we're like, okay, sure, deal. And then we decided to drag Rose with us.
That was 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yes.
Definitely 2 years ago.
COVID happened.
COVID happened, then trauma happened, then a lot of theft happened.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, but yay, catalytic converters.
Yeah, not even your theft, the destruction of my workshop.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah.
And then
my house burning down.
Yeah, that was a whole problem.
But the cruise ended up right after all of this.
Yeah, that's the funny coinkadink of the day.
Yeah, so we were pretty much going through every trial and tribulation to get onto this fucking boat as much as humanly possible.
Because we had to book everything in advance for food, passes, tickets.
Excursions.
Yeah. Which, yep. When we do the updated cruise guide, you'll hear more about that.
Updated cruise guide. I would say that's just the entirety of just our first cruise guide.
We've yeah, to be fair. We've never been on a cruise before. So, but that's going to be an additional episode is what I'm trying to say.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Due to that, we then got on the plane, and then we got down there, and then we were in the port town for a bit. And then, basically, what the point of this cruise is John is friends with multiple voice actors, and you get to hang out with them and get one-on-one time with them with doing a multiple of vacation-like activities.
And, of course, this means that you get to have fun in the sun. You get to actually enjoy the company of all these guests, but not only just enjoy them, realize that they are normal friggin' people.
Yes.
Seriously, that's the one thing that I love about this convention is it allows you to just be a person. You don't... It's a different type of convention.
Yes, it's very different vibe, yeah. Because yeah. I talked to Wes just one-on-one in the dealer's hall about... No, I shouldn't say dealer's hall, but it was like the general store on the ship about a lot of things. I talked to DC Dugs about food. I talked to John and Renita about different things.
It's almost like taking them off of the pedestal and just kind of enjoying the cruise. You know what I noticed? It's kind of like bringing an anime beach episode into real life with your favorite voice actors.
I can dig that.
Yeah, I can see it. Think about it. I can see it, yeah.
But yeah, I would say we can jump straight into the review at that point, because there is so much that we can talk about this thing, it is almost insane.
Yes. On to the review.
All right. So, with the new system, we are jumping into organization first.
So, in my opinion, this is the most mixed category for this convention, because you had days where there was next to nothing, and then you had two full days where there was everything.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
I think that it's hard for this con to balance the cruise activities and the con activities, but without them mixing up.
Yeah. For me, when we first got on, everything was kind of running almost like clockwork. Not for the convention itself, but like the way the cruise itself was set up. We got onto the boat, we went through check-in, all that fun stuff. Then we were pretty much set down in, what was that?
The diner, the Windjammer.
Yeah, the Windjammer area. And we were allowed a little bit of a break. Then we were able to go to our rooms, which they were nice enough to put our luggage near. We were able to set up, catch in the sights for a couple of minutes. And then
we had to do the safety briefing.
Yeah, that safety briefing was interesting. But we were able to get through that. And then we were pretty much on to the races. We had some issues on our part where since we are new, we don't really know everything that's going on, nor do we know the locations. So it kind of hampered the first day, at least in my opinion. I don't know about you.
Well, it hampered it for you because I watched the cruise tour video that I kept on telling you to watch.
I watched half of it.
And it helped me. Hmm. Though we didn't do some stuff like the ice skating rink and the...
There was an ice skating
rink? Yeah, there's an ice skating rink with an ice show, and we didn't do the play or the musical, which was Grease, but we could have gone and seen that show, too.
Oddly enough, I think I'm okay not seeing Grease for the 80th time.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, too. Now, as for the convention itself, there was not really any panels on Monday. It was strictly just the meet and greet with the guests, pick up your badge. Now, Tuesday and Wednesday is when it picks up, because you have the scavenger hunt on the island, drunken putt-putt, and then Wednesday we had all the onshore activities with kayaking, we had the snorkeling, we had...
I mean, it pretty much was anything you can get your hands on when it comes to the amenities of the cruise.
Yeah, and you had the wedding and the karaoke was also Wednesday, and then Thursday was just strictly... tabletop and D&D, which is great if you like D&D, but there were people who were like, I wish there would have been like an intro to it or something explaining it, because a lot of people didn't feel comfortable just jumping in randomly based on my conversations with them, with the other congoers there.
Yeah, no, that was one of the biggest concerns that a lot of people had, and even during Drunkards and Dragons, there was a lot of time constraints, because we were bumped right next to another event immediately afterwards, which made it a little bit harder to actually get a full campaign through.
That was dinner, but...
Yeah. That and dinner. We will get to that. That is a story that has to be done in this episode, because I have a war that I have to settle with that one.
Yeah, I know. We are very determined on that war.
I honestly believe that y'all covered all the bases. So... out of curiosity, in our new system...
each category is worth 2 points. We didn't state that earlier, but we should state that now. So 10 points total.
Yes. Throughout all of the categories, it's 10 points with everything going into two. Out of everything for organization, what would you rate it, Cloud?
Probably like a 1.25.
Okay. So that's a 1.25 for you. What about you, Rose?
I would say that it is around a 1.25. There are some instances where they're balancing the cruise and the convention, and sometimes things started a little bit earlier than they were supposed to. So if you know what you're getting into, you're going to have a great time. But there's a balance that needs to be met.
Another thing I wanted to take the time to mention was the variety. There was a great, good deal of variety at this convention. There was no repeat events or panels, which was great. So while there weren't a lot of activities or panels, the variety was really good. The other thing that I should mention is that all the panels are with the five voice actor guests that were there. All of them are there. You see them constantly on the cruise. You kind of get to know them as a person.
I agree with my co-hosts at this moment. However, I must go to one for my score. The reasons being actually comes to mapping and timing. The first thing is the original schedule that we were originally given online did not match up to the schedule that we were dealing with when we were there, primarily to schedule changes. And of course, that means that they're not going to be able to print out things on the fly.
Yeah, they did talk about it on the Zoom calls before the cruise, but nothing was really solidified.
Yeah, so it makes it a lot more complicated to handle things, especially when A, it's our first year dealing with this, and B, we did not have a physical copy of the map, of a map of any form outside of the maps that were posted practically everywhere. Also, the scheduling for our panels made it a little bit more complicated to actually enjoy things. Good example, for the shore excursions, like the
scavenger hunt?
Yeah, like the scavenger hunt, for example. If you were not there early, then you did not know who to look for, and therefore you were pretty much stuck in the water. Almost literally in some cases. If you didn't know who to talk to, who to look for, then it just made it a little bit more difficult to actually get things done.
You could still do it, but you were definitely playing catch-up.
Yeah, you were playing absolute catch-up. I got drunk. I gave up at one point.
Well, yeah, we got drunk and stuff during the scavenger hunt. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
That was a good time, though.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I mean, if we go again, I do plan on going to the Rum Museum.
I intend oh, yeah, to go I to do the too. Rum Museum.
Because as soon as I heard the voice actors went there, I was like, I would have gone there, too.
I wanted to go.
I didn't know there was a Rum Museum
the
there.
Ice cream shop, yeah.
Oh, damn it. We should have gone to the ice cream shop.
No, it was next that. Door to the liquor. That's the worst part.
And we didn't go.
No, because we were drunk on the liquor.
And then we got more liquor because we wanted the fancy pineapple liquor drink.
And then we got stupid drunk on the liquor. It was a good time.
It was a good time.
But we didn't get ice cream, and that made it a bad time.
We can solve that later.
That I mean, true. I got cigar.
That's true. You did get a cigar. That's true. Yeah. I don't smoke, but
go cigar off. Is not ice cream, though.
You know, fair.
Cigar is never ice cream.
I think a reason why I didn't go as far into the island and as explore more of the island is because we really didn't have a lot of time on the islands themselves. I think we had to leave at 4:30. If I would have known that immediately, I probably would have prepared a little bit better. I know you guys are going to talk about that in your new episode about how you would have prepared better, but like, man, that heat, if you're not prepared for it, will bite you down.
Yeah, we had limited time because it was like 9 to 3 or 9 to 4, something like that. But you had to be back at the ship by 4, otherwise like the ship leaves without you, basically. And then there's additional fees and all that stuff. So because you're on the clock, you can't really enjoy it as much as you would.
Oh, yeah. Also, let's just point out the fact that I don't wake up early. I have never been a good person to wake up early.
I'm the one who would wake up early between the two of us, but I like sleeping in on cons. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that is fair. Me, I will be up at night until the sun rises and be angry that I have to be up when the sun is up. But
there's something about that to be said for this con. If you're a night owl that's used to the raves that go along with most conventions, there wasn't a lot of con activity for the nighttime.
None that we're used to. We'll get back to that in the entertainment category.
Yeah, because there are nighttime activities to do, which we did do some, and like Jack said, we'll go over that in a bit here, but there isn't the typical nightlife that you'd expect at a convention.
But it's replaced with something completely new.
Oh, yeah. And that is a perfect segue for entertainment, because how do we describe too much?
Well, let's start with the most obvious. There is the convention entertainment, and then there's the cruise line entertainment. And I think it's important to separate those two things, because there's stuff that the con did well, and there's stuff that the cruise did well. And sometimes they overlap. Like, I know we did, like, kayaking with the guests, but that's technically something the cruise line is doing because it's like their kayaking stuff. But it's also stuff with the guests, so like it's like 50-50.
And then there was the whole snorkeling thing, which falls under the same ballpark for that as well.
Yeah.
That actually brings up a good point that the negative that I found from this part is a good chunk of all of the stuff that was available to do were all physical-based. So, yes, there were the panels with the voice actors. There was karaoke, which I loved. But the major events that you had to sign up for separately, the snorkeling, the kayaking, Coco K,
the putt-putt.
Putt-putt. All of those were physical activities.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Scavenger hunt, too, actually. Because that's a lot of movement around the island, so yeah. You could argue that that's physical.
All physical activities.
I should also mention that there are two separate islands. There's the Bahamas Island, and then there's the cruise lines island called Coco Cay. Some things happened on one island, other activities happened on the other island, because we haven't clarified that thus far, but I figured we should do that now to prevent confusion.
Let's go back to the first island. The first island, leading up to that, we had a lot of fun, but most of the primary stuff that you had to sign up for was all from Coco Cay.
Yeah.
Now, the excursions like the scavenger hunt, that was the first island.
Yes.
Going out to go to the museums, that was the first island. Getting completely shwasted and then trying to go get ice cream at the last second, that was the first island.
You can also play with the sea pigs.
Which I did not do, and I'm mad I didn't, because the concept that I could play with sea pigs is enough for me, and it makes me giggle.
Yeah.
No one wants to hear me giggle.
And that was the second day. The third day is when you go to Coco Cay. They have a water park.
Fuck that water park.
Yeah, I know. We'll get into that later. We have the kayaking. We have the snorkeling. They had cabanas. They had a hot air balloon. They had water slides.
It was a time.
They had jet skis. That's the one I was trying to think of. And then they have a boat where you can see through and look under the ocean floor.
The hollow canoes.
Oh, yeah. They had those two. Yeah.
That I really wanted to do, but after our failed attempt at trying to be good friends and go into a tandem canoe together and damn near die.
Yeah, we tried to disobey the laws of physics after thinking about it after the fact, and then we're like, yeah, we did try to disobey the laws of physics, so we kind of deserve that when we think back on it.
You guys got humbled by the ocean.
Yes, no, we did.
That wasn't even humbled. That was enraged by the ocean.
They were like, You tried to disobey the laws of physics. You fucked up, A.A. Ron.
Yeah. So to explain that, it's a very simple thing. I am a lead weight. I swear somehow I ate a devil fruit as a child, and therefore I sank to the bottom of the ocean.
And I am a feather, the lightest feather of all time.
Yes. Therefore, if you put me at the back of a boat that is paper thin and Cloud at the front of a boat, the back of the boat will fill with water within about 5 minutes' time.
And then if the ocean decides to rock you with a wave, which it is going to do at any point in time, you will move like the Dickens, and then you will rock back and forth very fast in a very short amount of time, and then prone to freak out.
And then the jet skis come, which makes it worse.
Yes.
And therefore, we go upside down and lose a GoPro into the middle of the godforsaken ocean.
Luckily, it was recovered and still works. Thank God.
Poseidon is a bitch for that one.
Yeah, but then we went back afterwards, and we each got our own kayak, and we were fine, no problems, because we could do it, because we could balance ourselves, no problem.
Because physics be damned. If it's just me, I will be fine.
Yeah.
If it's just Cloud, he will be fine. With the cruise line stuff, on the other hand, there was an obscene amount of things that you can do at any given time. There was karaoke, there was an art auction, as you stated earlier. We also had the theater. We had movies going on at all times. The hot tubs.
There were massages. There was the track on top. There were a basketball court, an arcade.
A soccer field.
Yeah, a rock climbing wall. Plenty of hot tubs. Plenty of bars. So many bars.
I lost count on the bars, actually.
There was a casino in the middle of there. There's a general store, which is part of like an alleyway, which has a bunch of stores in there. Because there was like Ben and Jerry's, there was the pizza place, there was...
The Ben and Jerry's gave me war flashbacks.
I'm I know, because you used to work for them, yeah.
I had a lot of jobs when I was in college.
And there were all the specialty restaurants which we had the privilege of eating at, except for one, which we'll get into that later.
Oh, yeah.
But all the specialty restaurants were really good. Just throwing that out right now.
Oh, yeah.
Recommend getting that food package, but that's, again, that's the tips and tricks episode coming soon to you. We're going to tease the hell out of that.
We might as well just say how to survive King Kong Cruise, the episode. But entertainment-wise, there was so much to do, but there was a cutoff time where just everything shut down. I think that
except
was like...
Except for the movies.
Except for the movies.
Well, that and, like, the hot tubs at, like, 2 a.m., but that's, a reasonable cutoff time.
That was
The movies.
Yeah,
with the most inappropriate movies possible.
I'm pretty sure that was due to Black History Month, too, based on the one you were thinking of.
That is what makes it worse.
I know. I'm not saying it's good. So, I'm just making a point.
The movies were for Black History Month, and when I went out there, they had... What was it?
Selma.
Till, I thought.
Till. And here's the thing. When you're on a cruise, you are surround sounds everything. So when they put Till on, it also was surround sound. And everyone's just enjoying it with the jacuzzis on blast. And I'm like, this is not how I can enjoy my jacuzzi time. Not at all.
Yeah, I'm glad
suffering.
Yeah. Not with suffering.
I'm glad that when I got my massage, it was just nice and quiet, and I didn't have like a movie blasting like that, because that would have been super distracting. I'm not going to lie.
I'm jelly about the massage, but at the same time...
I still have that... Well, I have the coupon, but I don't think it's going to work anymore, but I did offer the 50 off coupon to you guys.
Yeah, that's because it's 300.
200.
That's still a lot.
It's still a lot. It's so pricey. I'm not... 200 is not a lot. You're right.
There's just a lot that can be done, that can be talked about this cruise. And, again, each cruise liner is going to have different things. This one just happened to have an obscene amount of things that you can do at any given time. And sometimes horribly, poorly chosen movies.
Yeah. So... We've talked about a lot about the positive. Let's talk about the negatives. So, one negative that I'm sure we'll get into, but I'm going to start off right now, is the water park. There's a weight limit for some of the stuff, which is not posted on their website. Yeah, for all the water slides. And we bought the water park passes because $50 for a day at the water park, that's not a bad deal, especially when it's a lot of stuff at the park. But I believe the weight limit was like 325, and Jax was slightly over that, so he couldn't...
Oh, I'm well over 325. Yeah. That's not even a joke.
Here's the thing. I went on the slide earlier in that day, and no one was being weighed. So it just confused me, because why wouldn't it be posted?
Yeah, it wasn't on their website at all. And that was like 3 months in advance, and like they didn't say anything until we were on the island. Like, they could have easily amended or said something in, like, the email or your notifications or something.
Why wouldn't it be posted? And why was it specifically me? Like, throughout the entire time, I'm watching other people go. Nobody else is getting weighed. Jax goes up. Oh, no, sir. We need you to go over to the fat scale. Yes, please. Shame my sadness.
It's okay. They enjoyed your suffering.
They at least refunded you.
That's
the good part.
Fair. If they didn't, I would have more complaining. But I'm not a fan of Coco-K.
I think that in itself is kind of some points on the organization of the con, because they were able to advocate for you to make sure that you got your money back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, our travel agent was really good. I'm not going to lie. Valerie's amazing.
Valerie is a saint. She is a saint in the churches of Boomafu and will be put in the halls and canonized forevermore.
And she will also get to hold a cabbage.
Yes.
A non-explosive one, but at least a cabbage.
She's at least getting a hat. I'm just saying.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So, some other issues were timing. As we've mentioned before, timing was definitely one of the big issues because things conflicted a lot. Another one is accessibility. Depending on what you bought and what you were able to purchase and buy, restricted you to what you could do. they did have some cost saving measures in place, but like you'd have to buy X amount of a product to get it. And then it's like you could buy alcohol on the cruise ship, but you couldn't have the alcohol until you left, which makes no sense to me. But
no, it encourages you to buy their alcohol.
Yes, I know.
Which, again, there's more that I really want to go into, especially on that, which will probably be our next episode. But we'll get back to that later. So, for my score for this one at least, I would have to give them a 1.5. I was happy as a clam with the entertainment. There was a lot of things that could have changed on not only just the convention side, but the cruise side itself. But honestly, it was still aces in my book.
I would say that it would be a 1.7. It overachieved anything that I would have been able to experience in any other convention. The cruise always made sure that there were dietary needs that were taken care of. They always made sure that any requests were made. I think they just went above and beyond to make sure that we were accommodated for.
So I'm also going to give it a 1.5. The only thing that I'm going to bring up as a negative is while there was a lot of variety, they could have filled in the schedule more on Monday and Thursday to have more for people who wanted to try and do different things. Because it's great that you have a bunch of activities on Tuesday and Wednesday. However, if there was just the tabletop gaming on Thursday and just the meet and greet on Monday, if you wanted to do something more or if you wanted to do something else, there wasn't an option to do anything else. So maybe having a bit more to do on Monday and Thursday next time would be my recommendation as the reason for the 1.5.
Okay. Well, that being said, I think we can go for an easy one. Let's talk about cosplay or the lack thereof.
This con was normie central.
Yeah.
There's something to be said about having a anime convention on a family-friendly cruise.
Yeah, it is a wild card and a half. And personally, I enjoyed it. I did not mind because I designed all of my costumes to be specifically done so that it just looks like very eccentric normal clothing. I did Tom Nook primarily because when is the next time I'm going to be able to go and say I did a Animal Crossing New Horizons cosplay in the frickin' Bahamas?
I had an issue with the swimsuit cosplays tend to be relatively obscure.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, everyone thought I was Goku, which was kind of humorous when we were on the first island. I was the only one who wore a wig, I think.
Yeah.
And when I got off the ship, they asked me to at least take off my glasses, but I wouldn't suggest cosplaying on a cruise because I don't know how much you'd have to like take off to get off the boat because they check your ID and everything. So if you're going to cosplay, at least do it on the ship only because there are going to be restrictions or there might be issues when you try to get off the boat.
Oh, yes. Also, the Karens were in full force. It was an interesting time.
We did at least meet Captain Jack, though.
That is true. Holy balls. There is a guy, I don't know him.
We don't know him. He just looks like Captain Jack.
My man was dressed to the nines like Captain Jack. And if you don't know who Captain Jack is, I'm not talking Sparrow. We're talking Dream a Dream, motherfuckers. We're talking Hey-Yo, Captain Jack.
Yes.
If you don't know him, look him up. This man was the king of Bimani back in the day. I don't give a shit who is listening. If anyone played Dance Dance Revolution in the 90s, early 2000s.
You know who he is.
Yes. You'll either yell at me and say Real to Real was the true champions of that series. Nah, Captain Jack for me all day. So when this man walks up with the hat, with the military uniform, and with the whole build, I'm like, nah, this is the first time I gotta be a tourist in my entire life. Get over here, bro.
He was cool about it, though. He
was perfectly fine
with it. So, the other issue when it comes to cosplay is, A, you have to be able to get there by how you're getting there. For us, that was by plane, so we had to do by plane and by car. So, we can only pack so much. B, you can't bring any, like, weapon props because you're on a family-friendly cruise. 3, there were like a total of like maybe 5 to 10 people who cosplayed on the whole entire boat from our group.
Now, that being said, there's an asterisk to that because was a very specific point where everybody decided to cosplay. 2 specific points, for that matter.
Oh, that's true.
And that was during the wedding, which, jumping back to entertainment, was a lovely time.
Oh,
would not change
it. Yeah, it was a great wedding, yeah.
Yeah.
Pirate themed.
Oh, yeah.
Hence the cosplay.
Oh, yeah. And the second one was the last night party.
Where we all wear kigurumis, yeah.
Yep.
And we got shit-faced.
Yep, completely shit-housed and stormed the club on top of the ship.
Yes.
And then, I almost got a sugar daddy.
You almost did. I almost got clouded a whole sugar mama. But then Young Gravy himself came from the heavens.
I wasn't into Wanda Sykes. I'm fine.
Look, Wanda wanted your ass.
I didn't, really? I didn't think she was that into me.
Nah, she wanted that ass.
Okay.
Like.
Okay.
And then Young Gravy came and just schooled everybody.
He was gobbling up the dance floor, quite literally.
My man's head was so far up this lady's ass, he could taste her meals from like 4 weeks ago. I'm not even shaming him. If anything, I'm praising his name. I can't even be mad at him for that one.
He was going from MILF to MILF to MILF. Almost with...
He had a purpose.
With precision and accuracy.
Like,
he had a game plan. That's all we said.
It was majestic to watch.
He had someone who wasn't a MILF interested in him. And he did a matrix just avoiding them with such style and grace.
Like...
That's the magical girl of the cruise, right there.
Yeah, Young Gravy is the secret mascot. I'm just saying. But he did some and-one moves out there. Short version, this man was a legend. And I am proud to have known him. But like I said, we didn't have that much cosplay until these 2 moments. And to be fair, those were scheduled moments for cosplay.
It's not like you'll be at a dealer's hall and people are walking around in cosplay. It's not like that type of scenario.
Yeah, there wasn't even really a dealer's hall.
Yeah.
And that being said, this con is also unique in the fact that it does not have a dealer's hall. It doesn't have an RSL. It does not have a game room.
It doesn't really have a rave, unless you count the club on the top floor, which we only went to on the last night.
Yeah, I wouldn't even count that.
I think that the balance between the con and the cruise is why you don't have these things.
Right, because it's almost an all week thing where you can do all the above. If you count the artist alley as the art auction and the literal art alley that they had set up, then you can count that. If you want to count the game room as the casino and the quasi game room,
arcade at the top,
that arcade was
lacking, to be
honest. Terrifying. That, we went after hours.
And it would talk to us at like 2 a.m. We're like, okay, that's a little weird.
One of the machines started playing haunting music, and I thought Freddy was going to come after my ass. It was a terrifying time.
Also, another reason there's not an artist alley in Dealer's Hall is due to cruise rules, because there's additional fees and taxes that have to be added on, like, on top of the price. So if they do that, that's a problem.
Right. We can't really sell things on the ship. That's fair. Now, there's something to be said about going to a convention where your knee-jerk response is to cosplay, and cosplaying it's not frowned upon by the convention itself, but frowned upon by everyone else around you. Not the staff. The staff fucking loved it.
Yeah, the staff was nice, and like when we did do the pirate stuff, people liked it, and when we did do our individual stuff, I know Jax and I got a ton of compliments, and so did Rose. So it's not like people didn't like what we did, but like you stood out like a sore thumb at times.
And then, as I stated before, the Karens were in full force and they had opinions. They had some deep-rooted opinions, and some of them were just absolutely rude about it.
Yes, especially on the last night.
Yeah. So I'm not even gonna hold the Karens to the light of the convention or the cruise itself. It's just the nature of the beast when you're going on an expensive vacation like this. You're going to have these entitled bastards that just decide that if you don't fit in with their norms, they are going to do everything in their power to try and fuck with you.
I think that's a wonderful segue to when we couldn't get into the final restaurant.
Oh, these motherfuckers.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Oh.
So basically, what I suggested to the group was like, hey, we've been at all these restaurants, but there's one that we haven't gone to yet. Let's try and go there. Because, like, we're on vacation. Let's try everything. We have the bougie food package, which I didn't know that we could avoid. I thought we had to buy the food package. No, that was apparently an extra thing, so.
Honestly, I would recommend getting the food package to everyone. Because the main food hall that everyone else is in
sucked so much ass.
Yeah, it's pretty meh most of the time.
But you didn't recognize that how meh it was until you went to the other food places and realized they're just giving you a subpar version of the nice version that's down the way.
Basically. Yep. And then if you buy on Black Friday, it's half off. Totally worth it.
Look, I'm just saying, you can get sashimi for free for the whole dang trip if you're smart enough.
I mean, you have to pay the tip on top of it, but that's only like $5 or
that's however you're going to pay the tip. Yeah. So it is thoroughly important to buy that food package. I would have died without that food package. I can't even make that up.
He's being very serious when he says that.
But when we went to the area to look up where this restaurant was, we could not find it. So we went to a bar and asked them, like, hey, where's this? And they said, you have to wait here and a person will come with two bottles of champagne in order to welcome you to the secret restaurant.
I was like, free champagne, I'm in.
First things first, free champagne, yes. Secondly, that's how you get dragged into a cult. And I know a thing or two about cults. I keep starting them. But thirdly, I want it in this as much as possible because secret cult freaking restaurant, I'm down. So we waited and waited and waited. And then they finally showed up.
Yes, this gentleman.
This nice gentleman with two bottles of champagne who decided to look us up and down and go, you don't want to go to the chef's corner. Motherfucker, yes we do.
That's why we waited here for 15 minutes.
That's what you say when you see three people in cosplay and you're not necessarily wanted there.
Yeah, they're trying to say, oh, well, there's a dress code. Guess what? Every other restaurant we went to, we went in cosplay. We very seldom dressed formally.
Yeah, it was either swimsuits or very casual clothing or cosplay.
Yeah, so dress code is suggested, not enforced, good sir. Number two, then you're going to try and say, well, it's this and this and this. No. He made so many excuses for us not to go that it was blatantly obvious that he was making excuses for us not to go.
The only one that made sense is that we weren't on the list in advance, and like if we had signed up like a day beforehand, I think we would have been fine, but I think that was like the only legitimate one.
I think that's the only one that he can enforce.
Yeah.
But it was... There's a level of rage that I have about this where I went to every other restaurant on this ship, and every single time I was welcomed in open arms, I was able to talk to the nice waiters, I was able to talk to some of the chefs even. And
you were able to get your accommodations met.
Yes. I have a very specific diet that I have to stay on, or else I might die.
And guess salt what? Hates you, or yes. Sodium hates you.
Mostly because I'm pretty sure I'm part slug. But all these different restaurants worked their asses off to help me. And that is saying something when the bougie restaurant decides to go, we don't even want you in our doors. So, yeah, no. If we were going by the old system, that restaurant alone would have got a zero. But I digress. Like, we're still talking about cosplay.
That's not even the only bad restaurant story, but we'll get into that later.
Oh. Was that the only one that was bad for cosplay, or was that...
That's the only one that's bad for cosplay. Wendy's, we were in cosplay. Wendy's.
That's just a story time. But no. So, for cosplay, I'm firm on a 0.5.
Yeah, I am too.
Like, we had cosplay where it was supposed to be, and I will say this. there's a reason why the cosplay is a 0.5, because, again, not everyone was cosplaying. It was almost non-existent.
There weren't any, like, meetups or photo shoots scheduled. There's beautiful scenery if you want to get, like, pictures on the top of the ship.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of nice photos that we took. But, again, it was us. It was, like, three people, maybe a couple more that were hiding in the dredges here and there.
Until the wedding and the Kigurumi party.
Yeah. So, it is what it is. I'm not angry. I'm not upset about it.
But people want to relax on their vacation, not cosplay. I do get that. I understand.
I respect that 100%. But because of that, I gave it a 0.5.
Yeah, I did too.
I think that I would also give it a 0.5. The only issue that I have is that a part of going on this cruise was me trying on different cosplay swimsuits, and I thought that this would be the perfect place to show those swimsuits off. But it's not really the con's fault, but it kind of harshed me a little bit that there wasn't more of a push for cosplay swimsuits, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like, this is the perfect time for that.
Yeah, it should basically be Colossal Conba on a boat.
Yeah.
We aren't doing that bit again.
Yeah, we're not doing that one. So, we have beaten this dead horse. 0.5 for that. Now we're getting into the fun one. Attendees.
So, we knew a good chunk of these people before the con, and everyone who we met was super nice, super friendly, and was out there to have a good time. We all liked the same stuff. We bonded over the same stuff.
And if we didn't like the same stuff, we bonded over our distinct hatred of the of each other's stuff. And it worked out.
Yeah.
I think it worked a little bit better because they had the meetings beforehand, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's also true.
We also had, what, 2 years of bonding experience over trying to get to this damn con?
True. Also true. Also helps that our group wasn't that big when you think about our group. Because our group was maybe about 70 to 80 people. So because it's such a smaller, tight-knit group, it's easier to become friends with people compared to a big convention where it's like, oh, there's 20,000 people here. It's like, you don't get to talk to 20,000 people. You probably talk to like 40th of that maybe, and then you make close connection with those people. But because it's so small, you can make connections with everyone on the boat really easy because you're there with each other constantly.
Exactly. It was so nice because it almost felt like a family reunion. Because some people we've worked with in the past, some people we've met just casually through the Zoom meetings and just trying to understand how everything was going on. Honestly, that was so nice to be able to actually meet some of these people that you've messed with face-to-face online and just meet them face-to-face in person. It was really nice. Plus, getting to drink with all these different people and just laugh and cry over all the stuff that has happened in the past and just finally getting a chance to interact with people again on such an intimate level was beyond a blessing to me. It was too good to be true.
And that includes with these guests. It's crazy to go from hearing their voices on some of your favorite shows to literally sharing a drink with them face to face. There's no other con that offers that experience.
Yeah, eating dinner with them, doing activities with them, because they did mini golf with us, they did kayaking, they did snorkeling, and like when they ran into you randomly when you were out about on the cruise ship, like hanging out as a group because you weren't always with the cruise group, they'd still come up and talk to you and actually like a normal person, like, oh, I recognize you from the cruise group, how are you doing?
Yeah. Honestly, we can gush on about this forever, but quite frankly, the only negatives, like we said before, the only negatives that came from this never came from the con itself. All of my complaints about attendees were actually from normal cruise members.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time with normal cruise members, they were pretty positive. We just had those couple small negative interactions that bring it down slightly. But I figured that's probably going to be every cruise because it's just how many people are on a cruise and you can't control, you know, 6,000 people.
It is a city on a boat. yeah. in the middle of the ocean, I think that you're going to run into an asshole eventually.
Oh, yeah. So, honestly, for this one, what do y'all...
1.75 is what I was thinking.
1.75?
Same here.
1.75 it is. Because that one is the most rounded one we can give. All right. And going to the last one. That one is...
Uniqueness.
Yes.
So, we've been gushing about this for, like, I don't know, probably 30 to 45 minutes, depending on how Jax edits this.
Yeah.
Based on that, this is probably the most unique con we've been to, because I haven't been on anything like this before this.
Oh, same. I mean, I've gone on family reunion trips to Jamaica a couple of times, but I've never had the pleasure of just going without stressing out and wondering which one of my cousins is going to come at me in a night, but...
Yeah, your family's weird.
I love my family. We're full of violence.
Speaking of violence, there really was no bad experiences that we can really say about, like, this con and compared to others. Like, you have places like ASIN, where you have people who get, like, injured on the regular. You have places where you've gotten fights. But honestly, when you have such a small group and everyone's so close-knit, you really don't have a lot of time for drama in the first place.
Yeah, there is literally, like, next to no drama within our group.
Yeah, and most of the time, if there's somebody that wanted to cause drama prior to, they were weeded out pretty freaking quick.
And if there was any drama, it was actually with the steam, I mean, the cruise line itself.
Yeah, and that usually gets squashed because, again, our patron saint of the freaking cruise line just was capable of snuffing that real quick.
Yeah.
Honestly, Man, this is... Even in the old system, I would have said this. Uniqueness to a convention is the biggest draw. You can have a 9 out of 10 convention, but then you can just lose it all in uniqueness.
Because if it's really bland, that's not really going to entice people.
Yeah.
You only have enough money in order to go to a couple of these events per year. Most of the time, going on a cruise is a huge investment, but actually involving a tight-knit group and knowing that you're not going to be alone and then knowing that you get to have these experiences with voice actors, it definitely pushes it over the edge.
Yep.
Like, why would you want to come to a con on a boat?
Exactly. Now, rounding all of that up, I have to say, the good food... The scenery that is one of a kind. I saw dolphins on the first day, just happily skipping on the water. I don't know if that's the proper term when a dolphin.
No, that's skipping. You said it right.
Oh, okay, sweet. But yeah, I saw dolphins. I saw rockets launching into the night sky.
Yeah, we saw that because there's a NASA program near where we were. We saw a fish and a manta ray when we were scuba diving. That was really cool. Yeah.
Rose almost got abducted by seagulls.
I did not!
Almost got abducted by seagulls.
The seagulls yelling, mine?
Yep.
Or disagreeing.
No.
Yep. You forget, I can edit this so that you will never be heard. So, Rose almost got abducted by seagulls.
I did not! Yeah, they were going, survived!
Mine?
Yep.
I survived!
Rose got abducted by seagulls.
Just because you got abducted doesn't mean you won't survive. We didn't say you didn't survive.
You got better.
She got turned into a newt.
Right.
Well, they offered snorkeling gear, and I took the snorkeling gear, but didn't listen to the snorkeling instructor. So, I was fish food, but I was fine. The answer to the question is uniqueness.
Yes, you almost uniquely got eaten by seagulls. So,
that's a unique way to die, yeah.
Oh, god damn it, guys.
So, yeah, no, honestly, the food, the scenery, the events, it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Even if we go back, each experience is going to be so unique to the next.
Yeah, because they can have different guests, so that's just going to completely change if they have different guests there.
Well, yeah, that too. I mean, are we going to see frickin' missiles being launched into the sky again? No. are we going to see friggin' dolphins on the first day, just happy as clams? No.
Are we even going to the same location? We could go to a different island, for all we know.
Like, this liner goes to different countries. Heck, I know I'm going to be going on another liner in a couple of years, going to Italy. So, same company, just different place.
Yeah, there's definitely one I want to go to on their new ship because it looked really nice, and I wanted to try all the new amenities on that, in all honesty.
If you believe that going on a cruise has to be expensive, this is definitely an intro to going on vacations regularly. It's definitely a self-care event.
Oh, yeah, no, this was... I
self-cared a lot.
Yeah, this was therapy. I don't usually sleep. I slept a lot.
It was nice.
Oh, yeah. But, like I said, I want to gush about this con all day, every day. But I have to... the rarest thing that I will ever say is that, in uniqueness, this con earned a 2 in my book.
Yeah, I agree. It's a full 2.
Yeah, it earned full marks, hands down. And, honestly, I tip my hat off to every single staff member, everybody that brought us together. Personally, I frickin' salute V. I salute John. I salute Val. All of them brought us together again, and it was...
a great time.
Yeah, I almost want to cry because of that. It was so lovely.
So, what should change for next year is the next topic.
Cosplay.
Well, yeah. So, A, more people cosplaying. B, maybe more cosplay events. C, more variety on more days, because we had some days where it's just like the one event and they wanted to, you should have a bit more to do. What's the last one I'm trying to think of?
Making sure that you have your schedule out.
That's right. I have the schedule out in advance. Yeah.
It
helps you plan.
Knowing about the formal day probably could have changed some things.
Yeah.
Because I at least had formal clothes on me, but I think I was the only one out of the three of us.
No, I had my suit. I had the suit. You saw the suit. I had it specifically for our cosplay, because I didn't know if we were going to use it or not. And then I forgot which day was formal day, and I walked in there. I forgot what I was dressed up as. But
not formal.
Not formal at all. Good times, though.
I think that the only thing that I would really add would be... making sure that you know when the scavenger hunt starts, making sure you know when you need to be on the boat afterwards.
And have backups in place if needed in case like someone's running late. Because I know not everyone can be there at the same time, but maybe have like a group A and a group B for the scavenger hunt type thing. And maybe if you're going to do an event that requires more knowledge, kind of like D&D, maybe you have like an intro panel on like the first day or two so people don't feel quite as alienated on the last day, so then they want to participate more.
Yeah. Oh, we should point that out. By the way, there was originally, because this episode, if you haven't noticed, we are grossly behind in making it. We had a lot of delays in making this episode specifically for this reason. A, we actually recorded a lot of the D&D situation because, again, the D&D campaign was essentially put on by the podcast itself. The irony is we as the podcast accidentally, the data got corrupted. So
I am so sorry.
It's fine. Technical errors happen. So we originally were going to release the episode with
the interviews,
with the interviews and live snippets showcasing the actual campaign, which was, I believe it was from one of my one shots, it was Tavern from the Edge of Tomorrow, which, again, if I ever get a chance and if anybody is listening from the cruise that wants to redo this campaign for the show itself, hit us up. I am more than down to record that.
I still want to know how that one group solved it now that I know that the data has been lost.
I do know how it ended.
I I literally know how the campaign was supposed to end.
Yeah,
and it did not end how you wanted it.
No, I heard the audio before it got corrupted, and I'm more impressed that they found a way to completely back end bullshit my system. So
why not let them know?
Yeah.
So the beginning of the campaign, they were given a bunch of different items. They were given a bottle of squid ink. They were given some different pieces of paper that had information and clues on it. One particular campaign drank the squid ink, got addicted to the squid ink, summoned a whole bunch of cockroaches to create a homunculus of what they thought was the wife of one of the people who went missing. In order to convince them that their wife was still alive, they had a homunculus of cockroaches give them a lost heirloom. That lost heirloom brought them to the cult, and somehow they praised the squid until the fucked octopus arrived.
Yeah, none of that was planned, by the way. One of those things was supposed to happen. Not a single thing in between point A and point B was even viable in my brain as an option.
They milked the squid.
Okay, I didn't hear that part until now. Which is far more terrifying. Okay.
And basically, to fill in the other two tables, because there were three tables, the second table was really combat heavy, and then the third table, which I was at with Jax, was the one that was like, we don't want any conflict, we're going to try and talk everything out for the most part.
And the table that I ran was the pacifist route. The middle table was the murder hobos.
Violence.
Yes. And the third table that somehow solved this within under 30 minutes, I want to say, is the, hey, we're going to speed run this by punching walls and trying to find our way to glitch through the Matrix. And guess what? Apparently they summoned cockroaches, so I got nothing.
They used all the cockroaches in the end to create a homunculus of the man's wife.
That is... You know what? This is why I don't even think anymore.
They literally did... What is it? Freaking Men in Black?
Yeah, they... Oh, God, yeah. So, yeah, no, I... You know what? I have some work to do on another campaign because of this.
Probably some therapy.
Oh, no, my therapist has heard about most of my trauma from these campaigns. Even the one I run on a normal weekly basis. He's used to my stupid shit by now. But going back into this, this is the perfect segue. The biggest question that should always be asked for every single convention, would you go back? Cloud, you start.
Yes, I'd love to go back, but it might be a couple of years because I have a couple other life events and things planned right now, but... Would I go back within the next 5 years? Yes. 100%.
Rose, how about you?
Now that I know what time you need to be up and Adam and a little bit more about the traveling details of this event, I'm definitely going back. I think that there are so many opportunities that might be missed just doing this event once, especially because... There's no way to physically pack all the events that could be happening in just one cruise.
And for me? Yeah, I'm definitely going back. That's not even a question. I got beaten as a DM once. I need to actually regain my pride. I need to actually make another session just so I can actually get some redemption points. That... Cockroaches, okay. plus, I feel like I wouldn't mind doing an event specifically teaching people how to play D&D. Or even better, one day I might switch up to a different system that I've always wanted to do. But that's a future thing. Right now? Yeah, no, I would love to go back. If they have me, I'll go back in a heartbeat. Honestly, I think we've milked this squid ink dry.
Yep.
There's not much
I can say. Now you have to drink it.
No, I'm good.
It sounded right with the episode is what he's trying to get at. Not drink the squid.
As the olden way we would always say, I think we've come to the end of our time. So, now, again, this is kind of a return to form, but also an upgrade to our system. So, Rose, seriously, thank you for actually coming with us on this incredible freaking journey of the last 2 years.
Yes, where can people find you if they want to follow you and see all of your fun stuff?
I am Miss Rose Milk on Twitter, and I will be making more ASMR content going forward. I can't wait to go and show more of me online.
There you go. And you already know where to find us and how to find us. If we are everywhere for any podcast that you can find.
And we have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have Instagram.
Oh, yes.
We need to get a couple things fixed, so we won't bring those up, but we're working on it.
Yeah, we're getting back into form. It's just going to take a minute. But that being said, this is Jax.
And this is Cloud.
This is Rose.
And we'll all be signing out.
Peace.